Welcome to the Anonymous Andrew Podcast, Life and the Choices We Make, your online compass for navigating the wide world of modern dating. Whether you're swiping left, swiping right, or meeting someone in the real world, I'm here to help you make the best choices on your journey to finding love. In this season, I'm diving deep into the world of dating apps, breaking down what makes a killer profile, and how to spot the red flags in others. We'll also explore how to connect with someone special in real life and the art of striking up a conversation that actually leads somewhere. We will also tackle the tough stuff, like healing from past relationships and learning how to build healthier, stronger connections moving forward. So whether you're new to the dating scene or just looking for fresh insights, join me as we explore the highs and lows of modern romance. It's time to swipe smart, date better, and find the love that truly fits. Welcome back to another episode of the Anonymous Andrew Podcast, Life and the Choices We Make, and I am so delighted to have Patsy, the Pink Lady Against Scammers, and she's also known as Suzanne Sugarbaker, for those who really know her, or for the scammers who know her. Patsy, welcome to the show again.
Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for having me back. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm super excited that you're here. And to the audience, I actually... You know, a lot of time we say we follow because, you know, you have 100 guests on. You can't really follow. I follow all my guests. But Patsy, I listen to her podcast and I watch her TikTok content. And if you haven't seen it, you have got to go watch it. It is hilarious. And Patsy, you do a lot of live stuff, too, right? You go live.
I do TikTok lives almost every night, except certain nights if I have plans like Tuesday's movie nights, a lot of times with my one friend and I. But yeah, I try to do them every night to be consistent. I have a bunch of followers when I tell them, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be on tomorrow night. And they're like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, go to YouTube, watch all my videos, you know.
All right. So to anybody new listening, or maybe somebody hasn't heard about you, let's tell us a little bit about what you do and we'll take it from there.
Yeah. Well, I started in 2016, just curious about online dating. But when I got to Match.com, that's where I found out my first scammer. I was showing his picture to a girl I work with, and she goes, oh, is he in the Army? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And she's like, he's a scammer. And I didn't know anything about it, you know. So she explained all this to me, and I never sent any money. But as things progress, I'm giving you the Cliff Notes version. And sure. If you haven't sent any money, you know, I've never sent money. So I moved on to Our Time. Plenty of Fish. I like to call Plenty of Fakes because that's where I was hitting a lot of scammers, you know, and I would get these stories and I would just play along. And that was before I changed my name to Suzanne. And I would tell my hairdresser, I got to do a blog about this. Nobody is going to believe these conversations I have. So I started the blog, put it all on, you know, the screenshot conversations, plus any good information I got from the agencies and the government about scamming. And then in 2021, I started my podcast. And then I was started doing TikTok, but I wasn't doing a whole bunch. It was my cable guy when I was getting cable installed. He goes, you need to go on TikTok, you know? Oh, okay. But it was like a year and a half ago when I started uploading my actual audio conversations onto TikTok was when things kind of exploded for me. I went from like 1,500 followers to 29,000 now.
Wow. Then,
yeah. So it was just talking and sharing stuff. And last fall, somebody had suggested, God, I wish you could talk to scammers live on TikTok. And I go, well, let me figure that out. Well, I figured it out. Forgot I had an iPad. And so I used the iPad for TikTok. I used my phone to talk to scammers live. And now all my scammers are from Instagram because Suzanne Sugarbaker has two accounts on there and they follow me. And then, And I tell people, do not move off your main platform. You know, stay on there. They'll want to move you to WhatsApp or Telegram right. and Zangie and Google Chat. I actually want them to come meet me on Zangie because I can say, get away with saying more stuff on there than I can on Instagram because Instagram monitors a lot of that. But I have to watch my mouth because I'm in TikTok live jail right now. So I'm using my Suzanne Sugarbaker account to do lives. But I got dinged the other night. I said to a scammer, suck my dick. And I said this twice. And that got me, you know. So I have to watch my mouth sometimes. But yeah, I talk to scammers live every night. You know, some nights I can't get any of them to answer the phone because of the time difference. But a lot of nights, you know, we just talk. People in my live type comments, say this, and I'll work it into the conversation. And the stuff I come up with and the stuff that comes out of my mouth is I have a very good imagination, and I watch a lot of soap operas, see a lot of movies. I love to quote Monty Python and the Holy Grail to these guys, you know.
Oh, I love the Monty Python. Oh, that is my favorite. Yeah.
Mine too. And so, you know, I come up with the goofiest stories, and people are like, where do you come up with these? They pop in my head. And I just go. And the main part of me doing this is, as Andrew knows, it's so you can hear what these guys sound like and how quick they fall in love with me. And in a very short time, I need a gift card. Can you get me a gift card? Or my favorite is the Prince of Dubai, the fake Prince of Dubai. I have many of them. You know, for us to meet, I have to buy the royal family membership card, you know, before I can meet him in person, you know, which is a scam. Anytime fake celebrities or the Prince of Dubai want you to buy a fan card, it's a scam, you know. But that one's always fun. I mean, some are $1,000, some are $5,000. The other night it was $40,000.
And what's the reason they give you to get you to send that money?
Well, now for like gift cards, it'll be a sad story. Oh, I need a gift for my kid. Or my internet's really bad. Do you think you can help me? You know, and for the gift cards, most of the time it's, you know, $500. And American money is worth more in Nigeria. So if I were to send a $500 gift card, it's worth $692,000 in their money, which is a lot.
It's a lot of money, sure.
Yeah, and they go online and there's a place where they're able to sell these gift cards to get cash. So, but like the Prince of Dubai membership card is so you can talk to him and meet him in person. Like, I'm really going to go to Dubai and meet this scammer, you know? Well, first off, the Prince of Dubai would not be talking to an American woman to begin with.
No.
But I'll play along and I get bank account numbers from these guys. They like give me the bank account numbers and I'm like, oh, great. You'll see me. I get excited when I get a bank account number. I report it to the bank. And I try to contact that person because I have a subscription to Ben Verified and White Pages. And I try to look that up. But I have a form letter. If it's a chain bank that's across the country, I just send it to my bank in St. Louis. Some I also email. If they give me a Cash App, I report the Cash App. I just started doing that recently. I had sent a message on Instagram under my Patsy the Pink Lady account to Cash App. And I sent them screenshots of these. And they got back to me right away. They said, thank you. You don't need to do anymore. We'll handle this. So actually, and I just learned this on the Cash App. I found, you know, a report button. You tell them it's a scam and that's it. They'll go after the accounts and close them down more than likely, you know.
So these guys give you their actual bank account number?
Well, there's somebody else's. They're using some poor person as a money mule. To get the money for them and then tell them, okay, you keep this much and then you send it to this account, you know. And I'll call on my lives. I use an app number. I don't use my real number, but I will call these people on the lives. And a lot of times they don't answer the phone, or if they do, I leave a quick message. I also text later on. And I actually, a couple months ago, I had a lady text me back and say thank you and did praying hands emoji. You know, I mean, I'm not going to keep pestering them. I give them, tell them this, go to the police, go to your bank. And, you know, I mean, I can't do any more than that than pass on the information.
Patsy, you're doing a lot, and that's kind of why I brought you back. I personally know two people. One, I'm not going to identify them, but two people that are in my life that lost close to $100,000. Now, these weren't romance scams. They were the other type of scams where you got a pop-up on your computer or you get an email saying PayPal, thank you for the PayPal payment. And Patsy and I talked about this off camera, but there's so many of these scams going on now, and the romance scams are at the top of the list. They are every single dating app has them on them, all of them, even eHarmony, you know, like some of the higher class ones. I just the other day, I'm on a dating app called Volar, and you might want to look into that. It's free, and it's artificial intelligence. It's called Volar Dating, V-O-L-A-R. Volar means to fly in Spanish. And you go onto their website, and you type in your phone number, and you talk to a bot. I actually had the owner as a guest last season. That's how I know about it. And you chat with a bot, and the bot will gather your information. I'm, you know, 58 years old. I'm 5'9". I'm looking for this. And the bot will gather information about you, and then you don't do anything else. The bot then goes out and looks for another profile that might be a good match for you. And then your bot and that bot talk to each other. And then they send you. So this morning I may wake up and say, you got a match. And they show me the conversation between my bot and Suzanne Sugarbaker's bot, let's say. And you can see this conversation. And then from there, if I like the picture, you can upload pictures. The only thing you could do, there's no bio, there's no description. You don't have to fill out all those silly questions on a dating app. And if I think I like this person, I can then say, hello, Suzanne, would you like to continue the conversation? The scammers have, I don't know why Volar isn't doing something, but the scammers have taken over this platform. So I know this I'm chatting with Rose. She's 44 years old from North Carolina. And you know the pictures are fake because they're stock photos, which I want to talk to you about in a minute. Anyway, I'm going along, and at some point, I decide to bail. I just didn't have time to waste with them. And I said to them, I know you're a scammer, so goodbye. And he, or she, writes the word allay, A-L-A-Y-E. And I got curious, and I said, I wonder what that means. So I typed it into Google. It came up as a Nigerian curse word. Mm-hmm. And right away, so he or she, I don't know, did it on purpose, but then came back and said, I'm sorry about that. I was thinking you were here for a serious relationship. I guess I was wrong. So he's trying to continue the scam, like try to bait me. And I said, well, you just outed yourself because you typed a word that's a Nigerian word, and it's not a nice word. And from that point on, he stopped communicating with me. So he knew I outed myself too quickly. I'm trying to the audience. I'm looking into starting a podcast about these types of scams. Patsy. By the way, I want everybody to know Patsy does have pink hair. So, like,
yes,
it's really pink. So, yeah, would you have that dyed?
Yeah, I use something called Arctic Fox. It's more of a conditioner, and it's more better for your hair than peroxide.
How often do you have to keep
it
up?
Well, because I wash my hair every day. My daughter's like, yeah, I need to wash your hair every day. Yes, I do. I've always washed my hair every day. It fades fast. But it blends in well with my white hair, so probably every 2 to 3 weeks, which is not that bad. Yeah.
No. Okay. And you need that. Well, but then sometimes you put on a wig. So
my Suzanne Sugarbaker wig. Yeah, it's a blonde wig I have hanging over here. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it on for a second. I'll put this on YouTube.
Oh, it fell.
We'll show the audience.
I have to take the headphones off for a minute.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
And there is Suzanne Sugarbaker.
So I switched glasses because I wear pink ones with everybody else. And then I put my black one, bright framed ones on. So I like the difference. Sometimes I put a head, last night I had a headband on. Because I wear a witch's hat right now because I'm a big Halloween person. But like, I'll put my headband on too. And somebody goes, you look really cool with it, you know? So I had a much longer wig and it was so freaking hot.
So you actually do a live, like, FaceTime, whatever, with these guys.
If they want to FaceTime, I pull the wig out, put it on. You know, I'd be, like, gabbing with them. Oh, okay, give me a minute. And then I, like, put the wig on real fast and the glasses. And then I will talk to them, you know. And then they end up eventually showing me who they are. And they're a black guy. They're not the guy in the picture. And, I mean, lately I've been very good at getting them to admit that they are, you know, not
scammer.
Yeah. And, you know, I had a really good guy the other day. I actually finally downloaded the live. I want to try to get it out this week because I edit the video so I can put those out. And so if you can't come to my lives, I do that. And this one guy is very good, very sweet talking and soft. You know, I play along because that's what I do. And
that's what you need to do to keep them going. Right.
And then I wasn't on Thursday night. Because I was being on somebody else's podcast. And then Friday I came back and this, you know, they always want you, well, text me when you get up and text me when you're going to bed. And, you know, and I'm like, look, I'm a doctor. Well, I tell them I'm a doctor. And I, you know, I'm like, I work a lot of hours. I tell them I do vasectomies and circumcisions all day long. I don't think they know what any of that is. And a very terrible New York accent. Although my friend from New York says mine's better than hers. So. Yeah. One guy and I texted my one friend cat lady. I go, look at what he's, you know, because you didn't text me. I'm hurt. And, you know, and I wouldn't normally, I don't talk to any of these guys unless I'm on a live, but I did text him back and said, look, I'm a doctor. I work a lot of hours. I don't have time to do this. I told you I do not have my phone with me when I'm at the hospital. So, you know, and I just feed them all this garbage. Can I take the wig off because it's hot?
Yeah, go ahead. I just wanted everybody to see Suzanne Sugarbaker and...
Yeah, I don't keep it on too long.
I think everything you do is not only entertaining, but it is educational and helping. So let's talk for a second to an audience member listening who might be talking to somebody because it happens on every dating app, right? We know that. They're on everyone.
All social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Tell us what's the very first kind of, first red flag that you're dealing with a scammer?
Well, as soon as they like send you a message, it'll be like a term of endearment. Hi, sweetie. Hi, pretty. Hi, beautiful. Hi, gorgeous. All those. That's your first one. And then after that, it'll something like, I hope I'm not intruding on your privacy. I hate when they say that. I just found your profile. I was looking for someone else and your profile came across and, oh, you're so beautiful. And it's just the love bombing, which is a little too much for me.
Right.
But I, you know, I sit there and endure it so that others don't have to. And then it's just a lot of love bombing. They don't want you to talk to anybody else. Don't tell anybody about us. We have to keep this a secret for now because they don't want you telling somebody. And somebody's saying that dude's a scammer. He doesn't love you. He's just after your money. Yeah,
that's in their playbook. But I'm wondering why they. Well, okay, I get it. It's their playbook, and they don't want you talking to somebody else. But to me, that would be a red flag. I'm trying to form a question here, and I don't know how to say it. If I'm a scammer, and I tell you, don't tell anybody. I would be like among my support group. If I'm talking to a new lady online, I'm going to call my friend and go, hey, I met Joanne last night and she's pretty and we're going to go on a date Thursday. I would want to tell somebody. So it's just odd that they tell you not to tell anybody.
Yeah. You're they want to know, do you live alone? Do you own your own house?
Well, yeah.
You know, do you have a car? You know,
they're fishing for your financial status.
Well, I've had a couple of them in the last 2 months just come out because I say I'm a doctor, even though I'm not. they'll just come out, well, how much do you make?
Yeah.
I just make up a number like, oh, $2 million a year, you know.
And that's great, because saying you're a doctor automatically puts you in a higher financial status bracket where they think that they're going to get more money out of you. I just think what you're doing is phenomenal. So, okay. So after the love bombing, what would be a next red flag?
I guess, you know, they tell, you know, like, oh, you're married. No, I'm not. And then I'll ask them and I have a child usually. But the wife dies tragically or you divorced her. The wife either has cancer, died in a car accident, or died during childbirth. Or if they're divorced, she cheated on him with his best friend. you know, and basically, and they'll ask a lot. Well, have you eaten today? Don't be stressed. And basically they're working up to earn your sympathy or your, you know, your attention, love.
So trust. That they can,
yeah, trust. That's the word I'm looking for. And then eventually they're going to come and say, you know, I can't get to my son's birthday's tomorrow. I can't get him anything yet. I can't get to my money. And if you're in the military, and a lot of these guys pretend to be in the military, they can get to their money easily. There's nothing keeping them from getting their money or anything.
Right, right. Now, these guys have plenty of access. So that would be another dead giveaway. So what are some of the jobs these guys pretend to be? I know the military is one of them. I heard oil riggers are another.
Yes. A doctor who works for the UN is another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then, like, I'll just be talking to these guys. Now, first off, I get a lot of fake celebrities. And I'll talk to fake Chris Evans, who everybody knows that I love. And and they'll, you know, they don't sound like him, you know, but I'll play along for a while, like, oh my God, you know, play fangirl until we decide to bring the hammer down and call him out. And actually on my lives now, I have a bunch of people, regulars that come in the boxes where I turn the volume down when I'm talking. And like, I think it was last night or the night before, you know, this guy goes, well, I think we should see each other. I go, well, here, let me check with my council of friends and do this. And I'll pull up the volume and they'll just all start yelling at him. I mean, it gets rough in there sometimes, but it's, you know, this one guy, I mean, I think they almost made him cry.
Yeah.
You know, and you would think, well, you should feel bad. Well, you could, but you got to remember what these guys are doing. They're just playing with you because they want money. I always say they don't love you. They love your money, you know.
Is there anything, we all know that AI, artificial intelligence, is coming, it's rampant now. We're just talking about the dating app that I signed up. It's AI. Has AI played any role? Are these guys using AI now? Is anything we need to watch out for?
Yes, I had a fake Taylor Kinney, probably a couple Princes of Dubai, and a fake Jason Momoa do like a video, but the voice is the same in all four of them. And it's all monotone. It's like, hello, Andrew. I'm so glad that you're my biggest fan. It's just, and I post those out there because I record them, and it's, everybody's just like, that's so fake. And I look at stuff on their face, like the eyes don't blink right. The lips do look different than the actual face and the way they move. They're not as good at it. Some people, if you don't know what to look for, could notice, oh, this is really him. But it's the monotone voice. It's no emotion. And it's the same voice on all four of the ones that I've gotten.
So they're putting AI videos together, but they're not changing the audio.
No.
That's stupid.
Yes.
I mean, come on, guys, if you're going to go to all that trouble of creating an AI video, because AI will change your voice for you.
They're not bright. They're really not.
No.
Like, when I ask them questions, oh, okay, so where are you from? They sit there a minute and have to think of where they're from. You know, and everybody in the comments is, he's got to Google it, you know. Or I'll ask another question, so what do you do for a living? I'm in business. Well, what kind of business? Monkey business?
Yeah, that's a very vague. Yeah.
They're very vague, and some have their stories spot on, but majority of them, that, you know, it's like pulling teeth. You know, I'm like, okay, you don't know where you're from, you don't know where you're living at right now, you know. And I'm just so, I understand it all, so it's easy for me to, you know, I can tell within, well, anybody that can't contacts me, I'm like, and I don't, you know, you're never supposed to assume anything, but in this I have to, because, you know, I don't want to talk to anybody that, unless I'm recording. Oh.
So, God, I got so many questions for you. Do you ever, I don't know if I should use the word fear, do you ever worry about your own safety? Like, we know they're overseas, but do you ever, have you been hacked? Have you been threatened? Has anything...
I get, they'll be like, I'm going to do voodoo on you. I go, well, I'm going to do it right back to you. And then I make up these words. Well, one line is from the Chucky, when Chucky wants to take over somebody's body, you know, and, you know, Zambala, give me the power I desire. I have a great gal, and when I stream on YouTube at the same time, and her name's KS, she just tells me all this stuff to say, and I say it in creepy voices. And the one thing we did a couple weeks ago was I was talking to this one guy. He was very, you know, sweet talking me and everything. And all of a sudden I started saying, I'm evil and I'm going to take your soul. And I'm just doing this. And this guy actually was freaking out. Stop talking like that. I don't like it. They don't like that kind of talk. And then I bring the box in, and my friend Tony, he's got a great voice, and he's, and everybody in the box say this, or the chat, say this. And this one guy kept calling back, and we kept going with it. And he really does not like that. They don't like that kind of stuff. I have ones that say, I'm going to come, you know, kill your mama and whatever. And I'm like, well, they're in heaven. How are you going to, you know? I'm not really afraid. And I mean, when I got that first guy that was a scammer, I was scared. I was like, oh my God, he knows my email. And my friend, I blocked him, of course, but my friend at work, she goes, don't worry about it. They're not in the country and they can't get over here. You know, it's just part of their scam, you know? So, I mean, for the most part, I don't really feel that way. You know, in the beginning I was a little leery, but now doing it so long, you know, and I don't say where I'm from. I tell them I'm from Uranus, Missouri, which is a real place. It's, they have a big fudge factory. And actually I told my daughter, we got to take a trip there so I can put on the wig and do a little Suzanne videos while I'm there. And, but I mean, I have app numbers that I use. I don't use my real name. I wear a wig.
I was just going to ask you, what safeguards do you have in place? So like I have a couple of virtual phone numbers myself.
Yeah.
I only have them. So, and this has got something to do with dating. I'm trying to get the ladies out there. So, for legitimate dating apps, if a lady meets a gentleman online and it's going well, and then you get to the point to exchange phone numbers, these women give up their phone numbers. And I've talked about this a lot, but I want to bring it up with you. I can Google anybody's phone number, and almost 7 times out of 10, something will come up. I get their last name. I get their address. I get if they're divorced. It'll tell you, because like you said, there's Ben Verified, there's Spokio, there's all these websites that will for free give you whatever information. So ladies, get yourself a virtual phone number, because the ladies that I'm talking to online, I have a virtual you don't have to say the name of the app you're using, but you can download an app or use Google Voice to get a separate phone number. So scamming aside, in the real dating world, do not give out your real, because even in this country, there may not be a scammer, or he may be, but there could be also creeps out here that are going to stalk you. So it's not difficult to get a virtual number, right?
Yeah. And I have a friend whose daughter just got married in January. And when COVID hit, she met a guy on Bumble, and they video chatted for a while before they actually met in person. And so, I mean, I tell people, you know, even with the Google Voice, you can video chat,
yes,
you know, see each other. I did, you know, I still have an account on Plenty of Fish, but it's my profile, but it's Suzanne's pictures now. And I had a guy, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and we chatted. And after so many messages, you can do voice recordings. And then right away, I'm like, look, let's just meet at Burger King this weekend, and, you know, just somewhere. And, oh, well, let me check. And, you know, he kind of hee-hawed around. And then I said, well, what about this day? I go, I'm off this day. And, you know, I knew he was never going to meet me. And then finally he said, well, here, why don't you contact me on Telegram and we can chat more? And yeah. I wrote back, I said, you know, I think like a voicemail back, said, dude, you're a scammer. Okay, just admit it. And then the next time I went back into the account, he had blocked me.
He had blocked you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I always tell people, first off, if you're going to do a dating app, make sure they live in your city. Don't have them say, well, I live there, but I travel, and, you know, FaceTime them. You know, get the Google Voice. That's one of them that I have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I do before I even want to meet them. And I'm getting a lot of kickback or blowback on this. I will ask them. So we chat on the dating app and maybe we exchange phone numbers. But before I go meet them, I would like to do a FaceTime. It could be Apple FaceTime. It could be Facebook. It could be Zoom.
Instagram.
It could be WhatsApp, Instagram, especially Instagram. So I know that the picture in your profile matches the video I'm looking at right now. Mm-hmm. I think I do it for my safety. I think the women should do it. But you know what I'm getting? The last couple of ladies that I asked for, and I don't think they were scammers. I got to put on makeup. I get all sorts of excuses. And I really don't think they were scammers. They were just either being lazy or they don't. Now, I'm dealing with people in their young 60s or late 50s, so I get it. You may not look your best at like we did when we were 29 or 30, but I just want to make sure that the picture I'm looking at is you. And
yeah.
I don't need to see makeup.
Let me say this. I'm 61, and when COVID hit, I hardly wear makeup anymore. And when I do go in the office, I don't wear makeup. I'm doing this without makeup. I do my TikTok lives without makeup. And now when I am on other people's podcasts, I don't wear makeup anymore. And I'm
good
comfortable with that.
Good for you.
A wedding or something. Okay, I'm going to put some makeup on and some lipstick. But otherwise, I got to the point, it's like, this. When you come to my TikTok lives, this is what I look like, you know,
right.
And I'm not hiding anything. I'm comfortable with myself. I'm heavyweight. I'm comfortable with myself. I feel that I have so many other attributes, because eventually, if you are dating somebody, they're going to see you without makeup, you know,
of course,
you know,
yes.
And I don't enjoy makeup like I used to. I save it for special occasions, you know.
Let me ask you this, because and I don't know if I asked you this last time, and it don't have to answer it, but are you looking for romance in any form or
no?
No, okay.
I don't mind talking about this. No, you know, when in the 80s, I talk about myself on TikTok. I share just about everything. I had pneumonia. I had hemorrhoids. I talk about it all. But
me too. Me too.
When I had my hemorrhoids acting up, I was doing that to the guys. Like, oh, you know, I got the hemorrhoids. I got to run to the bathroom, you know. Even now when I don't have it, I say it because it's funny. And so, I mean, I always say in the 80s when I was in my 20s, this is probably, thank God there was no social media. I would be so screwed. I could have fallen for stuff like this because I was naive. I was, oh my God, I gotta have a man, you know, I gotta get married and all this, you know. And even in the early 90s, because when I met the man that I would marry, I put up with a lot that I can't even imagine dealing with now. I'm at a point, because it was funny, a couple years ago at Easter, I was talking to my sister and her husband. I said, well, you know, I'm at a point where I'm very content. I ran into my ex-boyfriend. I went to his mother's funeral. And he was, you know, comes by my house when I was working, and he's like hinting about wanting to get back together. And I'm just like, no. You know, he was telling me he still loved me. And I go, well, I just don't have those feelings anymore. And I'm sorry. But I'm at a place in my life where I love my job. And this is my second job doing all this.
Yeah.
You know, and I put 100%, even more, because I do, during the week, do probably between 6 and 8 p.m. a TikTok live. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, if it's going good, I'll stay on later. You know, but I come on later. Like Saturdays, I don't come on until 7, and Friday I do 6:30. And but I mean, this is my life and I love it. And on TikTok, I have met the most wonderful ladies and guys on there who come in all the time. I probably see them more than my real friends here. But I mean, this, I don't have time, and I can't imagine dating a guy saying, oh, excuse me, I got to go home. It's time for me to talk to the scammers. I don't know any guy that would come with that. None.
Yeah.
None. And so, I mean, I'm at a point now, I'm very independent. I'm very set in my ways, and I would rather do this. You know, now I'm not saying if some guy comes along and no, go ahead, talk to them. I want to listen. Okay. You know, I just don't see that. I'm very, very happy and content, you know.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
I have a dilemma, like, very similar to yours. I've been single now for 2 years. You kind of know my story. And I have two podcasts, and I'm working on a third. I spent this entire weekend editing and doing the cover art and marketing and promoing and Instagram. I would have the same problem as you. If I found, but I am actively on a dating app, two of them actually, looking for dates. I don't know where I'm going to fit these people in my life, because like you, I have a day job like you, and then I come home at night and I'm in front of this computer for 3 hours, give or take. Maybe it's an hour and a half, whatever. And it's, but on the other hand, I'm not where at the level where you're comfortable. I love this. I love podcasting, and I'm so much more that I'm doing more. People think I'm crazy, but I would like at some point to be able to go watch a movie with the lady and take her out to dinner. I just don't know how I'm going to fit all this in. So anyway, that was just a commentary
on
you.
I keep coming up with these new ideas. My latest one, and I bought a binding machine for this on Amazon. I want to do a Pink Lady Against Scammers calendar featuring Suzanne Sugarbaker.
That'd be great.
Different. I've got to start working on the pictures. Like for the different, like I have a great Christmas one that was from last December, so that can be December. And then on the each month, like for Valentine's Day, something silly, Easter, and all that stuff. But on each page will be some of the scammer sweet talk that I got.
Wow.
You know,
that would be great.
I have tons of that. The thing is, I got to sit down and do these pictures, because once I get it all in here, you know, I bought last year from Etsy. I love Etsy, and I found a Chris Evans calendar, and the cardstock that she uses, it's a little better than your normal cardstock. Well, I found it. So I ordered some, and then I ordered the machine to bind, although I'm not going to use the plastic ones. I want to buy the coil ones with that you can just put in so that it flips. I like those better than the other ones, but yeah, that's the next project, you know. And then last year, you know, I said, anybody that wants a Christmas card from the Pink Lady, let me know. You know, I sent out probably 300 cards last year. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this again, but I'm gonna do it earlier so I can get all this stuff done earlier. So I like to do stuff like that.
And that brings up my next question. And it's, again, if it's something you don't want to talk about, that's fine. Do you consider this like merchandise? Are you selling this, or are you doing this out of the kindness of your heart?
Calendar, I will sell. I do have T-shirts, and somebody sells them for me. It's a lady called Wonder Mimi Makes. She makes Chad Huber's merchandise. And that's how I hooked up with her. He's a creator on TikTok who does scam education. And so I hooked up with her. So I have two shirts. One is just the Pink Lady one, and on the back it says, I'm the boss. And the other one is with flying monkeys, because I had a lady, you know, heard that story. I had a lady last year refer to my followers as the flying monkeys because they kept going after her videos. So, you know, when people like we had somebody, there's me, IB Princess 56, Chad Huber, and Jersey John. There was some scammer that decided to go after the four of us. And you'll see the videos. It's like these people just give us more ammunition to create stuff. And he was saying that we're wanted by the FBI and Walmart. And so I did I don't know if you saw that video. I put on a dark hat, my sunglasses, and I just said, hey, everybody, I'm on the lam, but I want to let you know I'm okay. I'm hiding from Walmart and the FBI. And then I do like I'm looking around now. I'm going to be okay. You know, and I mean, they give us and Jersey John did stuff and Chad did a little bit. And that, but I mean, it was just like the four of us got lumped together. And then there was another one they made. Of course, the videos end up coming down because everybody will mass report them. But the one was also including these other two people. They're the porn actors, and Jersey John's the director. I'm the producer. I mean, it's insane, but it's these scammers coming after because obviously we're doing some damage in their financial
to
business,
exactly.
You know, and yeah, and, you know, I get so many nice messages from followers. You know, like some lady posted last night in the comments. You know, you just help us so much, and I know what to look for now. And it means a lot to me. Now, I can't always read the comments. I have people who say hi to everybody for me because if I'm talking to a dude, I can't look at the comments. I'm focused on.
Correct. Right.
Thinking out, what am I going to say? So, I mean, I have them. They're also my moderators. If I get a jerk in there, they take care of it. I call them the one lady, Sandy, I call her my pink lady greeter because she's the one that greets everybody. And then the others also keep an eye on the chat and somebody gets out of line.
So you got like this whole team going.
I call them, except for Tony, I call them the Pink Ladies Council of Ladies. And I got the Council of Ladies from Big Bang Theory with Sheldon. Sheldon Cooper's Council of Ladies. And then Tony is a fabulous guy. His name's Antonio Tony Big Boss. And he has got the best voice ever, but it's a very threatening voice. And I pull him in the conversations. He's Uncle Tony. He's my late ex-husband who came back to life. He's my attorney. He's my lawyer. He was something new this week. I forgot who he was this week. He's also master when we were doing all the demon stuff talking. And he was the master. And we have a good time, but we're also educating. And I always say laughter is the best medicine. I firmly believe that. I like to laugh, and I do laugh. I will crack up, you know, and I have to cover my face sometimes because I don't want to laugh on there. And I'll say something, and I'll turn away because I'm like, what the heck did I just say, you know? And my mouth run amok.
Patsy, you are doing something that you're taking a bad scam, like these romance scams are rampant and people are falling for them and they're losing money. So you're doing a great service and while doing it, you're entertaining. And I think it's just phenomenal. I spoke to you a while ago about this. There's a couple of guys on YouTube, guy named Jim Browning, this Scam Sandwich, this Kit Boga. These guys are doing something similar on YouTube, but with the call centers in India, and they're going after them. But it's so entertaining to watch. It's a serious subject because people are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars or higher. There's
millions
of dollars. And it's of course, many of these people do not get restitution. They do not get their money back.
No.
But you're taking a bad, unfortunate product of our society today, and you're doing, like, you're educating people, but you're making it funny, and that's why I watch you. I think it's just hilarious. So tell us about your YouTube.
I have a YouTube. It's Patsy3919, and all my videos go over there eventually, especially the longer ones. I don't want to put real long ones on TikTok. I can do up to 30 minutes on TikTok, but I can't sit through a 30-minute video, and I don't think anybody else is. So I put the smaller ones on there. But I have an hour and a half one I just posted the other day from a fake Keanu Reeves. Kept trying to convince me he's Keanu Reeves. You know, I'm like, dude, you don't even sound like him, you know?
I got to watch that. I got to watch that.
But yeah. they're all over there. And I've got a whole bunch of editing to do too, Andrew. I'm just, you know, so I did download like the September ones, because the one from Wednesday and the ending on Friday, I want to get those out there. But yeah, no, it's all on YouTube, all my, and then when I do a TikTok live stream, I stream also on YouTube. The live streams are out there. I don't know how long they keep them on YouTube, but if you like some people, when they miss it, my one friend, she'll go to YouTube and watch it, you know, and we have a good time, you know.
But it is at the end of the day, and this is what I'm doing, and a lot of us are doing, it's at the end of the day, is you're funding this out of your own pocket, or are you finally getting, you are?
No, yeah. I do everything. I pay for my, to host my podcast.
Me too. Yeah.
I use Zoom to record right now. I have Captivate, which is my host. And I mean, anything I do, I pay for it myself. Like the Christmas cards, you know, I've got to start printing those. They're the same ones as last year. But I have a scammer poem that my friend and I wrote several years ago that I use for the different holidays. And so, but like the calendar, no, I plan to charge for that, because that's going to cost money for shipping.
There's a couple of ways I've been, because I need to start pulling some money in. Have you thought about things like Buy Me a Cup of Coffee, where have you heard of that? Buy Me
no.
a Cup of Coffee?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I'll send you the link. It's
Please
free.
Do.
You sign it up, and then you just put it under your, on your podcast or anywhere on one of your platforms, where people could just click on it and they could donate $5 to your cause. And it's called Buy Me a Cup of Coffee.
Yeah.
It's an actual, and it's legit, and I have it, although I have not received a coffee yet. But I just
Diet Coke here.
Obviously, it's a virtual cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It's really to get them to donate, anybody, one of our listeners, to send us $5 here. If we're providing a service of entertainment, but we're funding it from our own pockets, it does dig into, I don't know, I know approximately how, well, you said how old you are. I have retirement in a couple of years that I'm going to have to live off, and I'm hoping to get a sponsor at some point. So
yeah.
All right. Anything new coming up that we should look for? We got the calendar.
Yeah,
you have an episode coming out next week.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. So for the last, since I started this, I've wanted to do a book. And so,
yes,
year and a half ago, somebody gave me the idea, because I was going back in, going to work on it. Somebody said, oh, you should get stories from women who were scammed. So I did. Now, the book is only going to be about 60 pages, I think. It's very small. But my daughter helped me with it. We picked out the stories that really gave great detail. The rest of them I'll eventually put on my blog that didn't make the book. But it was the first Saturday in August. I told my daughter, I got to get this done. I keep promising it. People keep asking me. And so that Saturday we worked on it all day. And we got one thing left. Didn't know what to put in for like copyright stuff. So someone sent me what they use on their self-publishing. So, and then I told my daughter, well, we need a title and we need a cover, you know? So she had one designed in like 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes. So this is what the cover's going to look like. Is that right for you,
great.
Or do I need to get the reverse?
No, you're a little pixelated because of the video stream, but when the recording's done, it'll come across clear.
Okay. Because like on TikTok,
great.
I got to flip stuff for it to show up, but it's called I Want You, and then you is scratched out, Your Money, a collection of stories of about online romance scams. And then I wrote it, and then it's co-written by my daughter, but I think she said she was going to change it to edited by. And so we're shooting for an October 1st date. It's
no
through
kidding.
Amazon. She's got it already. That's the thing she worked on that day. She got everything up there. We just have a couple other spots to fill in so that we can push it forward.
Who prints this?
Amazon? Yeah. Now the Kindle, I probably will get a better commission on, But the paperback, you don't. But of course, I'm going to buy a bunch of paperbacks because I want to have them. And I mean, one event I do have coming up, I hope, I'm waiting to hear. In St. Louis, every year, they have the Working Woman Survival Show, where they have all kinds of booths and people sell stuff, people all related to, I guess, women in general.
You got to get a booth.
I'm waiting. I applied the end of July. I got the smallest booth because I don't need, and it's the cheapest. So I'm waiting to hear back. They just said they're backlogged with a lot of requests. So, I mean, I've been working on making stuff, koozies and keychains and all kinds of stuff. I'm going to do a free raffle where you'll get two of my shirts and a bunch of my, I do cricket, but now I do sublimation. And it's like, this is my coffee mug.
Oh, nice.
It's a Pink Lady Against Scammers. And then on the back, Be the Boss. Whoops. And then
explain. I know the boss. Tell us the story about the boss.
So last year or earlier this year, I had a fake Chris Evans. And he talked to me on the phone, and this video is out there. And he's, you know, doing his usual spiel. And I just come in with the accent saying, look, you're not Chris Evans. Okay, look. I'm the boss. I bought the territory over there. So now I get a cut of everything you get, you know, because I'm the boss. And he just kept going on that he's Chris Evans. And I'm just there, hon, I bought it all. I own you. I'm the boss and I want my cut, you know. And so that's where I'm the boss came from. Everybody got a kick out of it. So
brilliant.
Now I tell everybody, you be the boss of everything.
Yeah.
Because
that's brilliant.
Yeah. Like I said, stuff happens and it just gets my creative juices flowing and I come up with stuff. So, but yeah, I've got stuff from the Federal Trade Commission. I've got some other stuff from Advocating for You group, all kinds of stuff to give out. I'm trying to think of other stuff. I'm going to have to get power and internet there so that I can just have my iPad play my videos continuously, you know?
Yeah. I'm curious. Do any of these celebrities, do they don't care that they're being impersonated? Like, have you ever spoken to Chris Evans? Has he ever contacted you?
If I spoke to Chris Evans, the whole world would know, Andrew. No, but Chris Evans. But Chris Evans put something on his Twitter last year before he got off of Twitter and said, look, I only have this account and Instagram. I do not have any other account. If someone contacts you and says they're me, it's not me. And a couple right. other, I think, have started coming out with saying the same thing, you know, Chris Evans isn't going to contact me, but I like to mess with the, I did actually, while we were talking, I had one of the fake Chris Evans call.
Yeah.
So, but I wasn't going to answer it because I do that on TikTok, but yeah, no, it's, I mean, they, you know, I remember an episode of Dr. Phil a couple years ago. Lady swore she was having a conversation and dating Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue. And Dr. Phil, no, you're not. So he actually had Nikki Sixx and his wife come in via Zoom. And that's when, you know, Nikki told her, it's not me. You know, it's not me.
But, yeah.
You're being scammed. Exposed, you
right
know.
On the air.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he goes, but when we do our stadium tour after COVID, we're going to make sure you get tickets for it. You know, so.
Good.
Yeah. I'm a big Motley Crue fan too. We had tickets for the stadium tour in St. Louis, but it was like so hot. And it was like my friend and I just can't sit there for 4 hours in the heat.
No.
You know?
No.
Yeah. So we sold the tickets. Luckily, somebody wanted to buy them. But I was sad that we couldn't go.
I have to tell the audience, I listened to Patsy's last episode on her podcast, and it was very interesting. You had a. I think she was an actress or a writer.
She moved to California because she wanted to get into acting.
Acting, right.
But then
okay.
She goes to improv school for comedy. And when I read that in the bio she sent me, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to love her. And she was, I have bring in guest co-hosts too. Actually, Yvette's been the one.
Yes.
I'd be Princess 56. She's phenomenal. And so I've been bringing her in mostly. And this lady was so nice and she's very open about talking about it. And, you know, is she,
Go ahead. She had the guy from, he was the oil rig worker, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And she did send him money, right?
Yes.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
And then she was going to send more. And that's when she went to her investment guy.
Financial advisor, right.
Yeah. And he's like, no, don't do this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that just goes to show you that this woman was, she's a smart woman, and she's been around the block. Let's just say she's been out there, but she talked about how good these scammers are at pulling you in. She said she actually loved this guy. It's like she fell in love with him.
Yeah.
She was thinking marriage and all that. And it was a great, for the folks that listening, you got to go listen to Patsy's last episode on her podcast. I listened to it and I felt so bad for her. She was very vulnerable and told her whole story. And it's unfortunate, but she was one of the people who fell for it and lost a bunch of money. I think in her case, it wasn't her life savings, but some of these people, they give up their life savings. You know,
lady on Thursday, I got to edit something out because her son doesn't know that she's doing my podcast and she doesn't want some. So I have to go in and do a little editing. Normally when I do those, I don't have to do any editing. I just release them. But she had sent me an email over the weekend. Can you kind of remove that where I mentioned my son? I said, yeah, don't worry about it. You know, her story, happy ending. But yeah, she had gotten an inheritance from her mom when her mom died and it was all gone. The other thing they do when they did this to the lady on Thursday, it's like she couldn't go see her mom. He was like, no, you can't go see anybody. The control is sickening. But I mean, she is very open, talks about it. You know, we had told her in the beginning, if you get to somewhere and it's something you don't want to talk about, you know, just tell us, we'll move on. But the one part of it, both Yvette and I were quiet. I'm like, I had to collect myself, and I'm not normally that involved in a story, but this one was a tough one. But again, but it's a happy ending.
Yeah, but it does tug at your heartstrings, especially if they were, well, okay, this one had a happy ending. The one I heard last week was there was no happy ending, although quickly, I'll tell you, I was listening, AARP, which I don't know if you're a part of, they have a podcast called The Perfect Scam. And so I've been, all because of you, you got me started on this. I have been researching scamming because I want to start doing something along the lines of what you do, but a little bit more in depth with exposing them. Mine will be entertaining, but anyway, I was listening to AARP's podcast, and they had one where there was a guy that was contacted by the princess of, wasn't Nigeria, it was Guyana or Guyana or Ghana, some country in Africa, and they called her Precious, and she had gold bars she needed to get out of the country. You know, you probably have heard all this, and they contacted the FBI, and the FBI did a reverse scam. They actually got the guy that they were scamming was sick. He fell sick to some, I don't know what it was. They didn't divulge it. They sent pictures that he was in the hospital, but he wants to go through with the transaction. Can you bring Precious, the princess, to the United States? And the FBI arranged with the State Department over in Africa to give them a visa. They got the scammers to come to America because they could not. So they identified them. They realized who they were, but they have no jurisdiction in Africa. They got the scammers to get on a plane and come to here, and they got arrested on U.S. soil. It's just a fascinating. You like to hear, you know, like you said, your next podcast has a happy ending. I'm guessing maybe she got some of her money back or something. But when you hear these guys get arrested and they finally get put away or prosecuted, that's the best outcome. That's the best you can hope for, is to get one more scammer off the street or off the phone or off the internet, whatever. So
there was two more that were arrested recently. There was a boy, high school boy, who was talking online to what he thought was a girl. He sent naked photos of himself to her. Please don't do that, anybody out there listening.
Yeah, please don't.
This person started blackmailing him, and he ended up killing himself. So his mother has been out telling the story. And somebody just told me last week, and then I saw a video, these guys got arrested, and they got 17 years in jail. That's not enough, but they got arrested.
No. Yeah, well, not you're right. It's not enough. So, but at least they can't do it to somebody else, so. Patsy, I can't thank you enough for what you do and how you do it. It's just entertaining, educational to everybody listening. Go check out Patsy on. So yeah, tell us where we can find you everywhere.
Well, I'm on TikTok. It's Pink Lady Against Scammers, but I'm the one with 29,000 followers. There's other people on there pretending to be me.
Of course.
I had one recently actually ask one of my followers for money, and people were able to get that account banned finally.
Good.
I'm on Facebook. It's Patsy the Pink Lady. You'll have to answer some questions before you can join the page. My mind just went blank. Oh, my website is pinkladyagainstscammers.com. I do post stuff there. Mainly my videos are my main focus, but I do post stuff that I come across or a funny story or stuff like that. So those are all my stuff.
Okay.
Oh, YouTube. Patsy3919.
Yeah, of course, YouTube.
Yeah.
I will put all of this in the show notes, and I can't encourage my audience enough to check her out. She is doing God's work, in my opinion, but it's entertaining in the meantime. And so we can catch you live on TikTok every night at 6 p.m.
6 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Central Standard Time. Okay. I think I even popped on a couple times.
I post my schedule out there on my homepage on TikTok. I have it pinned at the top. It changes from time to time. Like, we just got movie tickets for next Tuesday. So I had to change my thing out there saying no live. So,
yeah. Well, listen, you're doing a lot. And I know how much it's a labor of love, and I know how much it goes into it. But like, when I get off with you, I have a whole episode to edit. And I put one out this morning. I put one out this afternoon. It's a lot of work. It really is. But it's a labor of love, right?
Yes. Yes.
It absolutely is. Patsy, we got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for coming back on and educating us. And really, everybody, go check out the Pink Lady Against Scammers. She's doing a great job, and you get a laugh out of it. It's really fun to watch.
Thank you.
All right, Patsy.
I would like to thank Patsy, the Pink Lady Against Scammers, also known as Suzanne Sugarbaker, for joining me on this episode. Folks, yeah, this is a dating show, but part of dating is being careful on your dating apps or even in real life. There's been some romance scams that happen in the real world, but predominantly they're on the dating apps. And Patsy was one of the first ones that brought this to my attention, and I've been researching it ever since, and I'm looking into getting involved with this. But in the meantime, I'd like you to support Patsy, all right? Head over to her website. Everything's in the show notes. She's got a new book out. She's got merchandise. She's got a calendar coming out. And if nothing, check out her podcast and her YouTube channel. It's really funny to watch. You know, these scammers that are coming from overseas, they think us Americans are dumb and that we fall for like this stuff. And there is a whole army of podcasters and YouTubers and content creators that are going out after or doing what they call bait scamming or reverse bait, reverse scamming. You know, they come after us, and we just turn it right back around on them, wasting their time. In some instances, we got some ethical hackers that are hacking into their systems. But what Patsy does is she simply just wastes their time and keeps them busy. And, you know, that's the concept behind these scammers. If you keep them on the phone and just waste their time, that's time that they can't be scamming other people. And that's how it works. Just waste their time. So if you ever get caught up in a scam that you think is a scam, you know what? Have fun with them. Waste their time. Drag them along. Let them think that they're going to get you. And then, you know, after a couple of weeks, you just block them. And I've done that. I had a woman that I knew was a scammer. And I played with her for a week or two. And I think she caught on that I knew that what was up. And she finally disappeared. But I wasted her time. So she didn't have that much time to go after others. And of course, I know that they don't focus on one person at a time. They focus on, you know, maybe 10 people a day they're working on. But every time we take one of these scammers down or expose them, and Patsy exposes these guys. She puts them up there. So she'll put their photos up there. And so, you know, like if you get a profile and you can actually Google their picture and see that these pictures have been used in previous scams. So anyway, all of that is educational. It's fun. But it's a serious topic, and I really want you to be careful out there in your dating world. And let's see. You heard Patsy and I talk about buying a cup of coffee, and that's legit. I fund this podcast from my back pocket, all right? And I do this out of love, and I have two podcasts. I'm helping daters and cult survivors, but I'm funding this. And so anything that you guys, if you're listening to the podcast and or either podcast, and you can, some people say, what would $5 do for you? If every one of you, you know, I can count how many people are listening to my podcast because I see the numbers. When you press play, I get a number. Or if you leave a review, whatever. If each of you donated $5 for one episode, I would be paid for the cost of producing these podcasts would be paid anywhere from 3 months to 6 months. Just like that. And that's all I'm asking for. All right, people. Again, if you're enjoying the show, please pass it along. Leave a review. If you're on Apple or Spotify, you can leave reviews. 5 stars. Subliminal message there. And Anonymous Andrew saying, be careful. Be safe out there, folks. And until next week. Ciao.